Nextdoor.com is a website designed to bring neighbors together by helping them ask questions, get to know each other, and post local recommendations. But recently, a feature on the site that allows people to report suspicious activity has divided neighbors in Oakland. East Bay Express reporter Sam Levin broke the story. He joined KALW's Audrey Dilling to talk about what happened.
So what are the kinds of comments? What's like an example that you'd seen?
Yeah, the most frequent kind of racial profiling post that I've seen is someone saying, I don't recognize this person. They're walking slowly. They look suspicious, or often they're driving slowly around, or they've stopped a couple times. The kinds of thing where if you actually kind of pick it apart and say, what's the behavior that's suspicious? There's nothing really there. And, you know, the reason that folks feel like it's clearly an example of racial profiling is they might lead with African-American man in hoodie.
Are there particular Oakland neighborhoods, or is this kind of happening everywhere?
I've seen concerns about it in across the city, North Oakland, you know, East Oakland, the Hills. But my story focused on the Hills primarily, you know, neighborhood that is still predominantly white. And so that's where there's increasing concerns about families of color being profiled through the site, and that's where I've seen the most complaints in my research.
I'm going to play a clip, actually. This is a clip from the video that the East Bay Express put together about this racial profiling concern. This is Leland Thompson. He's a resident of Oakland's Glenview neighborhood, who's African-American.
I had to park up the street from my house and got out of the car, walking, and it was less than half a block up, walking back, two women walking up the street, looked up, saw me coming down the street. They walked out into the middle of the street, walked down past a few cars until they got past me, and then came back onto the sidewalk. So by the time I got to the porch, I'm literally shaking because I just realized, you know, what they just did.
Is that the kind of thing that you heard from multiple people?
Yeah, Leland Thompson's a lifelong Oakland resident. Yeah, he's someone who used to go running a lot in his neighborhood super early in the morning, and he was so afraid of getting profiled and potentially having the police called on him that he eventually decided to run in a different neighborhood by the lake where he felt safer.
And he wasn't actually the only resident who's altered their behavior. You interviewed some people who changed the way that they dress, actually, like said they were...
Yeah, I mean, the most common thing you see it a lot on Nextdoor is you know, description of someone in a hoodie who looks suspicious. That sort of is like a signifier to people that this is a suspicious person. And so there are people I know who, you know, don't wear hoodies anymore because they're afraid of finding themselves showing up on a Nextdoor thread about, you know, a suspicious person.
And some parents not really wanting to let their kids go outside, too.
Yeah, and so there's, at the same time as these sites have become super popular, a lot of residents have increasingly hired private patrol officers to monitor their streets. And so there's kind of a perception in the Hills neighborhood that police don't devote enough resources to patrolling that area. And when they, you know, deal with a rash of break-ins or robberies, that they don't have the support from the Oakland Police Department. And so in those neighborhoods, there's been residents that have come together and hired private patrols to basically walk the streets and keep watch of homes. And so that combined with the fact that you have people increasingly sort of posting their unsubstantiated concerns on these websites has created real concern for families that you could have an incident like Trayvon Martin or just have the police called on a young person who's doing nothing wrong. And we've seen in various tragedies in the news of how that can quickly escalate into something horrible. And so, yeah, I've interviewed families who just don't want their kids to walk around in their own neighborhood for fear of that happening.
I'm speaking with East Bay Express reporter Sam Levin about his recent article, Racial Profiling on Nextdoor.com. And now I'd like to play another clip. This is Audrey Esquivel, who identifies as a mixed-race Black woman.
I was making a recipe that needed a lot of lemons. So I just sent out a general email on the neighborhood email group and said, if anyone has extra lemons, could I please come get some? And everyone was like, overwhelmingly, yes, like, you know, come. And one woman in particular who lives three blocks over let me know that just come by anytime, that she had so many lemons. And she was like, don't worry about it. Even if my car's not here, if I'm not home, just come on in the yard. So I didn't hesitate to do that. I took a lot of lemons. And so I thought I saw some movement in the house. So I just wanted to knock on the door and say thank you. And when I knocked on the door, the woman, I could see her through the window in the door. She was on the phone and she was saying, no, absolutely not going to open the door.
So who is Audrey Esquivel?
Audrey Esquivel also lives in the Glenview neighborhood and is an active member of Neighbors for Racial Justice and has kind of closely followed this issue. That's a group that formed kind of directly in response to the increase in what they saw as the profiling on this group. It's just, a very grassroots volunteer group. And so they've been really active in trying to raise awareness about the profiling by kind of speaking up on these next door pages when they see something that constitutes profiling, and also actually meeting with next door representatives and Oakland officials to try to come up with solutions, ways that they can actively combat profiling and counter this growing problem.
And how responsive has the company been? What's happened with Nextdoor?
Yeah, they've been very responsive. Even before I published my story, they had pretty extensive communications with Neighbors for Racial Justice. And they've instituted a number of changes recently, changes that I think activists feel definitely don't go far enough. But they've, created a way for people on the website to actually flag a post as inappropriate for racial profiling, which could help, collect information essentially on how much the profiling has happened. And they've created a more sort of proactive warning against racial profiling right on the crime and safety section. And so that, kind of warns people before they post. And this is something they're actually just trying out right now. It's sort of like piloting. It's not an official change. But that just, kind of says very clearly, we do not tolerate racial profiling on the site. In Oakland, people are very conscious about this and, want to have productive dialogues about it. And so, as there's been more reporting on this and after my story was published, I definitely closely followed a lot of Nextdoor pages just to see what the conversation was. And I do think a lot of people were saying, oh, I didn't see it this way. Or, I think to a lot of people who potentially dismissed the concerns about profiling, perhaps didn't understand the actual intense emotional and psychological impact these posts and the potential or actual racial profiling can have on people. And so I think when people read that, they do say, I do want to think twice about this.
What is the right way for people to post about something that they see and feel suspicious about?
Yeah, Neighbors for Racial Justice, one of the things they've done is created very specific guidelines about how to do that. And essentially, it's emphasizing behavior above all else. And so that means when you're, describing something suspicious, you've actually witnessed behavior that reflects an actual criminal activity, or you've witnessed something illegal happening. And so you describe that illegal activity. And then if you're going to give a description of the suspect, it has to be very detailed. And so that's things like shoes and tattoos and, make of the car and these kinds of things. And then secondarily, or lastly, you could say the perceived race of the person was he looked Latino or something like that. But if you're, witnessing suspicious activity or a crime in action and all you're posting is African-American man in his, mid-20s, you're essentially casting a wide net on a huge portion of the population in Oakland.